Took Over Me Dearest.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations.
One thought at a time.
Before we get into this episode, guys, we just want to preempt our girl chat, which is all about hair once again.
Yeah, basically our hair journeys and where we want our hair to go and how W Beauty ties into that.
So stay tuned for that conversation. It's even more informative than last week's, and we'll catch you guys over there. Without further ado, let's get on into our life update.
Yes.
I hate how, like, I have no life updates. Every time I sit here, I just have to grasp. Oh, I went to Ultra.
Yes. And you look so cute.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Even though that wasn't exactly what I wanted to wear. But my friend pulled it together for me in 3 days. Mm-hmm. He made the tracksuit from scratch. So that was lifesaver. Big shout out, Insanity. He definitely helped. He saved me because I had nothing to wear. Mm-hmm. But I think I prefer festivals over concerts.
Was that a festival?
Yeah, it was a festival. It had 4 stages, like I told you. Massive space. The Nasrec Expo Center, I think, is a massive, massive space. So it didn't feel so crowded. Plus, we had VIP access courtesy of Lipton Iced Tea.
Yes, thank you. I saw that.
So moving around was really seamless. Enjoying the festival was really seamless. Mm-hmm. I went with my friend Amu because she's the best videography helper ever. Like, mm-hmm. She came with this big, well, it's not a big light, but she came with this handheld light that was so bright that helped all my videos. She took all of my pictures. Big shout out, Amu. Thank you very
much. Your pictures were so dope. So shout out, Amu.
Thank you, Amu. But that's literally all I got up to this weekend. It's just been work. I'm looking forward to more collaborations in the future. I think all of us, I think I mentioned it to you. No. Not to you. I think I mentioned it to Amu, but 5 years ago in 2020, I did like a mini photo shoot with Ice-T. Mm. So like Lipton spinning the block and saying, "Hey, like we want to take you to Ultra Fest," and you know it was like a full circle. I think a lot of the brands that I've worked with are very much full circle. Like Lipton, like La Roche-Posay.
Nando's is such a full circle. Because Kaya loves Nando's.
Nando's
style.
Was very much full circle. And they even sent me like hot sauce bottles as well.
Oh, bruh. Kaya.
3.
Utanda Ama hot sauce. Utanda in Nando's.
Nando's is definitely one of my highlights of the year because I've always been a Nando's girl. But I think in future, I want to work with luxury fragrances. But before I even think of working with them, I need to incorporate that into my content, in my Get Ready With Me's or whatever. So hopefully, like a YSL.
Wink.
Or maybe, you know.
Is it Mugler? What's the one?
Thierry Mugler. Uh-huh. Yes, hopefully them too. Maybe, who else's fragrance?
Lancome?
No, not Lancome. Sorry, Lancome. Maybe any Arabian
fragrance
sells.
I think because she's more like the spicy.
Yes, we did go scent
masculine. Yeah, no, we do a lot of. We should have vlogged that.
We really should have, guys. Our scents are so different.
Yeah, we have 2 different scent preferences. We went to so many stores just trying out scents. And Rina Aritabe, we spray those testers.
Excuse me, that's what they are for.
1, 2, 3.
That's what they are for.
Everything. Like, guys, we spent like 2 days in a row scent testing, I think.
Guys,
comment
down below what you think we smell like. What do you think Mpo enjoys and what do you think I enjoy?
That would be so interesting. Yeah. Yes, please do.
Because it's 2 completely different fragrances, guys.
Please do.
Scent,
but I think
profiles.
We do look like our scents.
Do you think so?
Yes. Our vibes definitely give our scents.
I would hope so.
We'll see it in the comments.
Yes, and we'll interact. We'll tell you who's right and who's wrong.
Yes, we will interact.
What's your life update?
Life update. Yo, guys, I think it's been very much academic-driven, my life update.
Isn't it always?
I think I've just I'm trying to figure out how to, like, strategize and approach and tackle my June exams. Because I need to start prepping for them now. Yeah. Like, it's now. You know, I'm writing in, like, 3 weeks type of thing, you know. And 3 weeks is a very small, short time in post-grad. Mm. So it's like strategizing about that. Like I spent yesterday speaking to some of like my classmates about like, okay, how much did you get? Like we're so old, guys, you get to the point in post-grad where your marks are nothing to be ashamed of. We are so open. We're sitting there, we're like, okay, this is how much I got, this is how much I got. What did you do? Like type of, you know, that type of reflection. How did you approach studying, you know? So that was what I've been up to. I went and saw my friend Lisa. I hadn't seen her in a while. So I spent Saturday with Lisa and Karabo. And yeah, that's all I did, guys. Nothing insanely hectic.
Yeah.
Work has me like not healing from the flu. Yeah. Love the ability to work.
Yeah.
Love that we have work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Come back to work. Twice a week.
Uber to Madrid is not cheap, eh?
It's not, especially certain times of the day. Like
you just like
that midday.
Spending Uber. Three clipper yeah. twice a week is insane.
Please watch the ads.
Please watch the ads. Yes, and please support and interact with our content on our personal platforms and here on the couch. I will forever beg you guys to do that.
Always. We'll never stop shamelessly promoting ourselves.
Yes, 100%.
But I think by virtue of you guys being here.
This is support. Guys, oh, I would like to say thank you to you guys so much. You guys literally watch our content without promos. Like, we didn't release promos for two videos.
Oh, yes. Like, the snippets.
The snippets at all. Like, we didn't release snippets and stuff like that. And one of them already almost has or is already at 20,000 views, which is so supportive. And I'm so grateful for you guys for that. Like, coming and watching, knowing that you'll come here and get great content regardless of what we, you know, bite you with.
And last week's conversation was quite heavy.
I think
we're bringing it up tone wise this week, hopefully.
Yeah, this
we
week
never
is
know
not
how things are gonna go when we have the conversations.
Real,
because we didn't expect that conversation
to go that direction, and it like, I don't know, maybe we'll have it on another conversation. But I was having like a conversation with, like so it's in our unit, it's six of us, and I only talk to three of the other girls in the unit, so it's four of us. And out of the four of us, three of us have had a very uncomfortable like one way it was so bad, like the story was so bad and so sad. And you just like, damn, these are conversations we should have more without feeling shame. But yeah, let's brighten up the mood.
Yeah.
And go into our girl chat. And go into our girl chat.
A conversation on our hair journeys and our hair goals, courtesy of W Hair Lab.
Guys, I love it so much. I love what we're doing so much. But anyways.
Where do we begin with our hair journeys? Because you reminded me off cam that I had red hair at some point.
Yes.
You know, I didn't know that I had 4C hair until I was 16. Because I had relaxed hair throughout my entire childhood.
Oh,
so I thought that was my hair.
Relaxed and then
yeah, I had a friend, big shout out Umpila, I had a friend who rocked her afro in high school. She was one of my first friends in high school. And I was like, you look good. I want that. So I stopped relaxing and I transitioned from relaxer to natural hair. I didn't do a big chop.
Yes.
So I waited for my hair to grow until it was like, a good length. Well, let me say a length I was comfortable with, and then I cut
it. You chopped it off,
and then I've been let me say I've had my hair ever since. Not chemically processed. Maybe I'll share a picture with the editor of my relaxed hair.
I've never
here.
Seen you relaxed, so please share that picture.
It's been a really long time
please
ago.
Please share that picture. For me, I was relaxed.
Yeah.
And then in high school, I transitioned to natural hair.
Really?
So I had a big afro. I'll also share a picture.
Our journeys are so opposite.
So I went relaxed, had an afro, got to varsity, and wowed out. Like, I chopped off my hair. My afro, I was like, Khotlo. And then I did like
short. So when I met you with your short hair, it was because you had just cut.
Yes, it just cut.
And why?
So I got to varsity, I was staying at Reyes, and then one of my friends had a beautiful afro as well. Like, my hair's more your texture.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff 4C that the coils are really tight.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair had like looser, like coils, but it was big afro, and we both had our afros, and then she went to go cut her hair, and she came back and she looked so cute, and I was like, oh my god, I want to do it too.
So you chopped off your
afro. Went and I chopped, because guys, I really don't have like attachment to my hair.
Okay, yes,
because my hair grows so quickly. This is like, let me show you guys. My hair is somewhere here in these extensions. You see this length? Yeah. This length of hair is like 2 year growth.
Really?
Yes. My hair grows.
I feel like my hair's been the same length.
I think
three, 4 years.
With natural hair, it moves like that. Because like when my hair was natural, it got to a cap and that was the cap of my hair. But like,
yeah, I would hate for this to be my hair cap. I'm thinking though, because I am going to color my hair. Guys, I know I said last episode that by the time you see me next week, my hair would be colored. I just wanted to make sure that my hair was as moisturized as possible before I go and color it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I made use of my moisture conditioner today, the W Beauty Hair Lab Moisture Range, because I wanted to pour in as much hydration before, you know, because chemicals can dry out your hair really bad. So I wanted to make sure, you know,
that's like your most. I think I should have went that route, because I once even lost my hair to bleach. Like, I went to the salon.
Okay.
With the
aim of the orange hair.
With the no, that was my third color. Guys, my hair's gone through the most. Hey, so the first incident was, I think. So, I've spent my first year with short hair, you know. My hair was white, red, copper. I loved coloring.
Gray.
Like, I loved coloring my hair. Gray, blonde, whatever color it was every color in the rainbow, guys.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I didn't do was boba pinky, so, because I'm very scared of that color, I won't lie. But then, like, what happened was then in my second year, I decided to grow it out a little bit because I wanted to braid, right? So I left my rear saying, I'm going to braid my hair, y'all. And I had, my hair was like gray. I'm like, I'm going to braid my hair. And it was this short. I get to the salon. The lady's like, oh, let's blow out your hair so that it's better to hold.
Like
right?
the chemical blowout.
Yes, the chemical blowout.
Yo, then she set you up.
So one chemically blowout, I wash my hair. When I look in the mirror,
patches.
Do you know a chicken that has been plucked off the feathers?
Guys, that's we should be I able looked. To sue these salons or something.
I went in with hair. I came out and get cheese scop. Like, I couldn't even like do like a brush cut, because remember, patches chicken. Gipumeng get cheese scop.
Did you pay?
No, okay. But I had to pay my 30 rand for my cheese scop.
She would never hear the end of it from me. I'm going to make sure I get a deal with her where you do my hair for free for the next year, because
you took me
back. You're not gonna get away with that.
You took me back. So that was my first bad hair incident, and then my second one was like later on. So if you notice, maybe if you guys go watch the reel of like our hair wash, you will notice that the ends of my hair a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
So in my third year, which is 2 years, that's why I say this is 2 years of growth. Because in my third year, which is 2 years ago, I had my hair and I was like, okay, guys, I want to do red braids. But I want my hair to also be dyed red. So I wanted red from here to there. Still wanted, but I will never, I'm so scared of color now. But like, I wanted like red braids.
Where were you going to color your hair, bro?
But you know what's the worst part? This time I went to a salon in the mall. A professional salon.
Did you assume it was professional because it was in the mall?
Yes. A bad assumption, yes. And I showed the lady. I was like, hey, this is what I want. Can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yes. We said my hair went into three colors. First, she used the wrong color. Mm-hmm. So now my hair was brown. It was like a brown. Then she, and I sat with like that hair dye for like 30 minutes, and then what happened was then she decided to bleach it after that. So I sat with the wrong dye for 30 minutes, then she bleached my hair, and then after bleaching my hair, she didn't bleach it through. So if you're gonna go the bleach way and you're gonna bleach someone's hair, bleach it all the way through if you wanna like add red color. Because now when she bleached my hair, she bleached it was yellow. What happens when you add red and yellow together? What orange. Color does it make?
Orange.
So what color of hair did I have? Orange. Mm-hmm. I left the salon with orange hair.
But what color would you need to mix with yellow to get red?
I don't know.
But she should have known that.
She should have known that. Because I left the salon with orange hair, y'all. And yeah, then I never like colored my hair again.
Would you ever color your hair again now?
Yo. I have anxiety. Guys, I don't think I can do it. Why did you decide to keep your hair like natural? What like inspired that decision?
One was curiosity, because I had my friend Ompile, yes, who had gorgeous hair. So I was curious to find out, like, what does my hair look like without relaxer? Mm-hmm. And then I found out it was 4C hair, which was really, like, It was really shocking, because I grew up around black girls with relaxed hair, didn't really see 4C hair. So I had to learn from the University of YouTube how to do my hair. And back then there were so many steps. You got a pre-poo, you got a deep condition, then you actually condition, then shampoo, then condition again, then a hot oil treatment, then a what, then a what, then a what. So I took people's routines and applied them to my own hair. And I chose the creators whose hair type was the closest to mine, not exactly. Mm-hmm. Why did I decide to keep my hair despite the confusion? I think it gave me a sense of self-certainty, you know, because I know that even if the water hits my hair, I'm good. I can go 4 or 5 weeks without doing my hair, you know. I think it just was a thing. It was a confidence thing for me. Like, I enjoy rocking my hair. I enjoy not having to rely on anything else to take care of my hair. So I think that's why. Even though now I've developed a love-hate relationship with my hair, because was it last year or the year before where I was constantly blowing out my hair with no heat protectant? I think I mentioned this last week. And I just kept blowing it in high heat, going to the wrong salons, just like blow out my hair. I need it to be combable or whatever, and that caused a lot of heat damage and caused my hair strands to thin out a little bit. So I'm trying to get back that density now. That's why I'm having a love-hate relationship thing, because before, when I used to blow out my hair, it would still be big. Now it's just like flat and thin, and I'm like, oh, what have I done? I did it to myself. But also, why didn't you hold up? But I did it to myself. Why didn't you? Anyway, I have never really colored my hair. I'm coloring my hair this week because I'm also really excited, because I've had, unlike you, I have had attachment to my hair because the environment I grew up in praised long, healthy hair. And for me, it was attached to beauty. And the less healthy your hair is, the less beautiful you are, you know. And now I'm slowly letting go of that, because I don't want anything to dictate my beauty. Yes, it can add to my confidence, but I don't want it to completely strip me of my confidence when it's no longer there. So that's why I'm jumping into color. And I'm not doing like a dark brown. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing
going,
it safe.
You're
like
going proper color.
You get it?
Color.
You get it?
Ooh, I'm very excited for you.
So, yeah. What are your hair goals for the season?
Yo, guys, Amina, I'm at the point where I'm playing it safe, I'm keeping it safe, but my hair has been going through a lot of breakage. Mainly, it's the damage from that season 2 years ago, because I didn't do a chop after that. I just let it, like, grow out. So my ends are fried. And I also, I apply, like, straightener, hot comb, hair dryer without applying heat protectant. Funny enough, today was the first time I used heat protectant, that one. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yep,
it was my first time using heat protectant. And I want to see what that does for my hair. I want to see how my hair can look, like how much more healthy I can look. Because I don't have attachments to my hair, because my hair is really strong hair, guys. My hair, it's a survivor. Like, my hair.
Black girl hair is.
Right? It's so full.
Hair.
It's so rich. Yeah. It's so. So now I want to, like, I'm better, you know, see how far I can go with it. And I'm very excited to try out the products, like, in a sense of in a long term and see the long term impact of these products on my hair.
My hair goals this season with W Beauty Hair Lab is definitely maintaining the health of my hair throughout the color. Mm-hmm. I think
it's right there.
That would be the color lover over there. Right here. So this pink one, that's the range that I'll be using to maintain my hair's health throughout the color. But also, I do want to bring back the density. And I don't know, I'm going to speak to, maybe I'll go back to the consultant and be like, hey, density now, because we've tackled the dryness, we've tackled the frizz, we've tackled the low porosity, moisture deficiency. Now I just want to make sure that the density comes back into my hair, you know, even if that means like I have to cut it, I'm going to detach and cut it where I need to cut it, because I got my first trim ever this year. That's to show you how attached I was to my hair. So density for me and maintaining the health of my hair as I color it. This is not going to be the first and last time I color it. I'm probably going to color it again and again and again. I think I'm in my experimental season. Because when I did experiment with color, it was never really my natural hair. It was with locks or braids or whatever the case is. But now it's my actual hair, so I'm excited to see.
I think if I ever color, I'll go like a, you know, the honey brown. I don't know. I feel like that's the color I'd go if I ever colored my hair.
Black girls in brown.
Y'all tell me what y'all think about it.
Guys, please comment down below what your hair journey has been. Have you always loved your hair? Or do you have a love-hate relationship? Yes. Are you a relaxed hair girly? Are you a natural hair girly? And what are your hair goals? How do you think W Beauty Hair Lab can fit into your hair goals? Do you need moisture, density, strengthening, toning, color maintenance, health, all of that? Comment down below. Let's interact on hair. I think that's it for our
Girl chats.
Let's move on into our game, which is red flag, green flag, her edition, becoming her edition.
Yeah, because this is the season of becoming her.
Yes. I was thinking we should actually bring those silly drawing games back.
I miss them.
Yeah,
I miss
same.
The drawing games.
Same.
No, we will definitely bring them back. We'll invest in a whiteboard.
Yes.
Watch the ads. We'll invest in a whiteboard in studio, like a cute one, just for our Jesty games. And, like, you know, invent new games with you guys. Let me see if we can. Oh, wait, I have the red flag. Do you have one?
Yes.
Okay. Going ghost on everyone for self-care but not communicating.
Red flag.
I used to do that. I've changed a little. I've changed, Kaya.
As of when?
As of, like, last month. As of like a month ago, I've changed.
Girl.
See, in this difficult season, I relied on my friend group.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about the recent difficulty.
Exactly.
Fine. We'll notice the growth.
I've grown. Yeah,
I'm thinking about it because I think
grown.
Beginning of the year, we would have never heard from her.
No.
She would just say, guys, I can't make it to work. Sorry.
Like, you would not see me. Like, you would not hear me. You would not find me.
Yeah, no, you are doing better.
Yeah, I'm doing better. I'm proud of myself. Having a monthly money date to review your budget goals and wins. I should do that. That's such a green flag. I should do that.
Monthly?
Yeah, review, like, draw up monthly budgets and review your budgets. As an accounting student, yes.
I think.
Do that.
Okay, green flag. I was going to say red flag because I don't do it, but maybe me not doing it is the red flag.
I don't do it, but it's a green.
How dare you not do it because you're an accounting student?
You know, I don't have enough money to budget. But there's never enough money to budget, guys. You can budget even your 100 rand, you know, type of thing. So I always like had that bad mentality with money that only big money deserves budgeting. But all money deserves budgeting. Because now when you look back at your expenses, you're like, maybe I didn't need that.
Dude, what do you spend most of your money on?
Uber Eats.
Most of your money?
To be fair, I spend most of my money on food.
I spend most of my money on Uber.
Oh, no, Uber, yes. Because coming to work is like 600 rand a week, guys. 600 rand a week. On bad weeks, 900 rand, but we have to be here three times. our check, our essence isn't even that price. It's sad. And that's maybe just food, work.
Maybe eating out too. I think I eat out maybe once a week.
So you see?
Or twice.
See? You see? You see?
But in my defense, you see, I ain't got nobody to do groceries for. I love a grown man who I will not be buying groceries for. Only if push comes to shove, slambi le koni tin fishik pela.
Then that's when
I'll come in and say, okay, so I'll save the day.
No, but also our job, guys. We leave studio so late. Like, we can't get home, like, cooking, and cook. Bro. And then I also have, like, academics here frying me on the top. I can't get home and cook.
Like, but you were cooking last, when we were on the phone and you're like, okay, I gotta go now, I'm gonna cook.
Yeah, sometimes I cook. There are days where
you be cooking.
There are days where I chop, I cook, guys. There are days where I cook. So if I get an opportunity, I take it and I cook, like, enough, for four days or something. But lately, I haven't had opportunity. So lately, it's been
chicken legging.
It's been eating out. Chicken, Nando's, KFC, 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 my dog, KFC. Yo, KFC.
Yeah.
I need refunds. Okay. Falling in love with potential again.
Definitely a red flag. But you know, wait. Let's be realistic. Because sometimes, you know, there's a student and a student. You guys are both students. You're seeing potential in each other. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's one thing to see somebody's potential and then another to fall in love with that potential. Because potential is potential. You know what I'm saying? Like, it may or may not come to fruition. So I think falling in love with what may or may not be, depending on circumstance, depending on the person's ambition, depending on, you know, external factors, that is a red flag. Don't fall in love with things that could very easily not exist.
Yes.
But falling in love with the person who has potential, that's another. Yes. So I don't know where I am with that. Do you think it's a red flag?
No, I think you said it nicely. It depends. Potential in what?
Yes.
What are you loving? You know, following every IG trend to stay relevant, even if it's not you, that is
red flag. Get a personality.
Get a personality. Saving money but never letting yourself enjoy the fruits of your labor. Red flag.
My toxic trait is that I always think I deserve fruits from my labor. Same. I deserve to be rewarded all the time.
Same.
Okay, but no, in my defense, I haven't rewarded myself in a very long time. Now I think about it. Because I'm thinking about, like, my rewards are probably, like, Uber Eats.
Same.
Or, you know?
Same.
But I haven't bought a really nice dress in a while, you know?
I also haven't bought, like, a shoe, a bag, anything in a while. Like, guys, I haven't spoiled myself with something in a while.
You know what that calls for, right?
A shopping spree! It calls for a shopping.
Guys, I'm not going shopping with Mpo, by the way.
You should.
I'm amazing. I'll go in with a budget of 2,000 and come back with a declined receipt somewhere.
Why
somehow
are you going in with a budget of 2,000 for shopping?
Budget for shopping?
Shopping spree? Like, in Cyril's economy now, like, 3,500, 4,000.
Okay.
That's decent. In Cyril's economy, 2,000 used to work 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I used to go in 2,000 and come out, like, with bags. Now 2,000, two items. Like, it's so bad.
It's true. Okay, as long as it's below 5,000. I thought you were going to say maybe 12, 15. Yo,
hey, talk to me again in 5 years. 20, 40. I'll be with those people. I'll be that friend where you can call me and say, I'm going to give 50K. And it's
like,
exactly.
Ask me for something serious.
Something with vroom.
From my mouth to his ears.
Amen. So while we're talking about money, let's go into
our main topic. Guys, today we're talking about something, a concept so new to even us that we're going to journey really slowly through this topic. And it's the topic of financial femininity. And when I stumbled upon this, I was like, wait a minute. What is financial femininity? And I think the best way to explain it, oh my goodness, the best way to explain it is intersecting your financial habits with your feminine nature. because a lot of the times when we think of being financially ahead, as women, we maneuver the same way men do. We look at money as a power tool. We sort of view the acquisition of money as a very ambitious, ambition-driven, very, again, power dynamic-driven, very, you know, masculine, hard, hard. We look at it really hard as a tool to invest here and invest there. You gotta, your money's gotta work for you. And I think that's how men think about money. It's a tool to either, you know, get what you want, be in a place where you want to be respected, have a certain amount of power or control over circumstance or people if you're a little bit twisted. But I think financial femininity is undoing and unlearning all of those traits and those habits and those attitudes towards money and viewing it the way a woman should, a woman in her femininity should, very soft. Approach money as though it is in abundance and not something that you need to plant. And, you know, those are healthy. It is a healthy mindset to invest and, you know, grow your money there and, you know, save it here. But I think that whole using it as a tool and seeing it as a power shifter, dynamic shifter, that is the antithesis of financial femininity. What do you think it is?
For me, I feel like financial femininity is, I see it as a tool, but a tool for security.
Okay.
Like, that's what I see money for, like a tool for security so that I can remain secure in my femininity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to make compromises or do certain things I'm uncomfortable with or put myself in uncomfortable positions and places for money, because the money I have has provided me the security of choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see financial femininity as, security of choice with money.
I think also financial femininity has to do with building a space of comfort around money. Because I think also the way men approach money is like, hey, this is something I have to let go of so that in the future I have more and therefore I'm okay with being uncomfortable in the moment because I know my money is working for me somewhere, you know, I've put it into I was about to say the exact word, into foreign exchange or or, you know, I'm starting a business here and for the time being I'm going to be uncomfortable. I think that we have adopted that as women and have allowed ourselves to be uncomfortable sinayo imali. Because, again, we're always looking to acquire it. That also, I think financial femininity is doing away with a scarcity mindset. You know, because I think it's a black people thing as well, is that we hold on to money so tightly sometimes because of the times we never had it and we subconsciously believe that it's not going to be here forever. And so we need to pinch this penny or, you know, make sure that this investment is worth it. And I think that's very, very scarcity mindset. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, I feel like in financial femininity, not necessarily taking away from the importance of making your own money.
Yeah.
Like, I was dishing out and I saw this girl. I don't advise it, but like, we're literally out and then this girl's like on Aviator. I'm like, girl, I'm like, that, this guys, she is so pretty.
Oh my goodness.
She's put together. She is so stunning, guys. She's so stunning. Becca Michael Corsi, like, she's put together. And I'm seeing this girl's on her phone.
Oh no,
and me,
honey,
being the nosy person I am. But it was like hard. Like, she was not necessarily hiding it. She was holding her phone like this. And then I guess sometimes you need to let it fly. So the aviator's flying. Everyone was like this. So I saw her on Aviator. And I asked her, I'm like, how did it go for you? She's like, oh, no, I made 3 times my money back.
Sometimes it goes down.
But then, like, I think with, like, it's always have a healthy relationship with risk. This is me coming from a person who is an accountant. Have a healthy relationship with risk. Risk is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
High risk, high reward. That's what we do as accountants when we're valuing businesses.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that as an investor, you get your minimum return on investment.
Yeah.
And that can involve a factor of risk. but always take risk in a well-informed environment.
That's good.
Things like Forex and Aviator and stuff like that, they are not well-informed environment. There is not enough information.
Yeah.
We cannot create a five-year capital budget on foreign exchange, on Forex as a business.
Mm-hmm.
That is not possible,
yeah,
because it's a volatile environment, an unpredictable environment, an environment that lacks information.
That's good.
So as women, take risk, but well-informed risks.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's the advice I would give in, like,
I like that.
People who use like Aviator and like Forex that. And Betway and Hollywood, all of them, you know?
I like that.
Always take well-informed risks.
How do you think we can bridge the gap between hustle and harmony? Like, how can we be hustling women but also live in harmony throughout that hustle? Because, you know, it's very mentally straining, physically draining to be in hustle culture. And I think it's kind of inevitable for people our age, because you see people make fast money, quick money, and you assume that, you know, by 25. I think that's what we were talking about in the first episode of Becoming Her, where arriving versus becoming was massively tied to where you thought you would be at 23, 22, right? So how do we hustle harmoniously?
I think the best way
to
hustle harmoniously is planning all your time.
That's good.
Plan all your time, guys. I say these things as a person who's trying to implement these things.
Yeah.
Plan every minute of your day.
Yeah.
Trust me, it sounds crazy, but like, it helps you hustle harmoniously.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you plan your idle time, then in those idle time moments, that's where you live in your femininity. That's when you're with your girls, you go do your hair, you go do your nails, you go do, like, I was literally sitting with my friends, right? Recrusty, reducing in crust. And one of my friends was like, "You must love me as I am." I'm like, "Lou, I know you wouldn't love yourself as you are." And it came from a place of love. Like, I'm like, when you look at yourself in the mirror today, not like with societal standards and so on and so forth, do you look healthy?
Mm.
Do you look happy?
Yeah.
Do you look well kept?
Yeah.
You know? And it's because, like, with post grad, especially with CTA, someone was telling me, "Oh, I wish, Mpo, you could just leave the podcast so you can focus on getting CTA because it's so taxing." And I'm like, you see, that's hustle, but not hustling harmoniously. Because you're so consumed in trying to get to this end goal and trying to hustle, you are not in harmony with yourself. And it reflects in how you look. So plan all your time. Because, Miguel, you don't have time to go and walk in the sun, but you do like a TikTok for 5 hours. Like, you know?
Yeah. I love that answer. Especially, I think, for women, there is something that a beautiful appearance does to your countenance. My goodness. It's a thing that the men will never understand it. Ever. But once you take care of self, however you deem, you know, necessary, you are able to show up as your best self and hustle as your best self.
Yes.
If your hair is not done, your nails look scruffy, you don't smell good, you're not wearing something that you like, I promise you, the way that you show up is going to be affected by that. Yep. So I think part of financial femininity is making sure that you feel feminine first before you tackle different areas of life. And you need to also define what femininity is for you, sometimes hustle culture sort of dictates that you also need to maneuver through career spaces, school spaces, the way a man should. Very cold, very hard, very, you know, emotionless.
Even in the way you look. Like, you don't wear color in the office. Like, I'm telling you, it shows. There was a month I worked in corporate, guys. Like corporate proper. I had a 9-to-5. It was hard. In corporate, I would pull up, ginali yellow, ginali thing. And I got compliments all the time, because like you are so like put in a box or the black, the white, like these neutral colors. I would pop up with like color and this and that, and I would get so much compliments, and compliments are a good thing because it makes you get noticed. Now all of a sudden what you say is important because you stand out, because I was dressing appropriately, but I was vibrant, I was in my feminine, I maneuvered in a feminine way, and I still did such an amazing job. They said, hey, don't you want a full-time position here when you're done? Mm-hmm. And see, you don't have to be rough,
yeah,
angry, black, like,
yeah, stern.
Stern, like, you're not wearing for your body shape. You're trying to cover your body. Yeah. You're wearing oversized things. No, show up. I'm telling you.
It'll
change your life. Yeah. It'll change your
femininity
life.
Also, I think femininity has a relationship. Not even has a relationship. I think confidence. A healthy level of confidence stems from a secure identity in your feminine.
Mm.
And again, that's dictated by who you are, what you like, how you want to show up. But I think that a lot of women who lack confidence is because they haven't secured themselves in their femininity. Like, what is it for you that makes you feminine? And I think once you tackle that, everything follows suit. You'll be able to approach your finances in a calm, in a emotionally intelligent manner, in a non-scarcity mindset, mindseted manner. I think those are the ways that we should approach our finances as women. And, you know, this conversation is very enlightening. I love that you shared how to hustle harmoniously by timing, you know?
Planning everything.
Because a day has as many hours as you give it, you know? You can put 3 hours of work into 1 hour if you plan it accordingly. And I think rest is essential also for financial femininity. Like, men, or let me say masculine women even, find themselves so burnt out because you feel this necessity to keep moving, keep going, you know, like carry on spinning, those stuff for no one. And I think that's why masculine operating women are unable to show up emotionally. Because you are operating from a level where you should not
like,
you should not be
thin,
like that. I've seen like how housewives, the way they plan their time, like you would think, how do you get the kids lunch ready in time? How do you clean the house? How do you prepare dinner? How do you do the washing? How do you do this? How do you do this? And you still are able to show up for your kids and go to their matches and show up for your husband and do this and do that. To me, it was a world that was like, I'd rather span. But when you look at how they plan their time and how, you know, how they do it with such ease, such comfort, you realize that even in your productivity, you are able to be soft and feminine, you know, if you, like you said,
if you plan well, time, even like with your finances, like budget, guys.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at budgeting, but budgeting is so important, because then you realize, because we were literally having a conversation during this crusty conversation that we're having, girl, she's not buying new clothes because she wants to buy clothes in like bulk and stuff. And I'm like, that's not how you build a wardrobe. You don't build a wardrobe by going and buying things in bulk. Buy that one jean that 1 month. The next month you go get another jean and stuff like that. And you even plan it with your attire. And that's in a sense of like you budgeting how you're gonna incur your expenditure for yourself. Mm-hmm. Whether it's for things you need, whether it's for things that contribute to your confidence, like how you look and so on and so forth, planning it, I'm telling you, it won't look as big of a task as it is.
Yeah.
Someone is like, makeup is so expensive. Banyana babarang di makeup. You all spend $1,000. I didn't go and tap $1,000 on my makeup.
Yeah.
I started with concealer. Then I went to foundation and concealer combo. Then I went to, you know, you build like that. Yeah. So that's how like you operate. Like, I think planning in every aspect, planning time, planning money, that's how you operate in your femininity.
Ooh, what are some financial habits that you've incorporated into your lifestyle that exude financial femininity?
Financial habits? Yeah.
Can I start?
Yes, please.
Okay, building my credit. But building my credit from a small credit limit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the temptation to spend more is because you are giving yourself a massive credit limit.
Yes.
I think recently ask for a 500 rand credit limit, because I know if you give me a 3,000 rand credit limit, I'm going to spend that money. And hopefully it spins the block and it comes back into that account. Mm-hmm. So slowly building my credit record, my credit profile, mm-hmm. by starting with minimal expenditure, then when I see that I'm consistent in spending and paying back that 500 rand, mm-hmm. then I'll increase it to 1,000, then I'll increase it to 2,000. So that for me makes me feel a sense of ease with my finances, mm-hmm. because I've given myself a certain amount of money that I know I'll be able to pay back, mm-hmm. no matter what. And I do that with every expense. So I don't incur an expense that I will feel. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And one of the biggest financial tips I can give to anybody who's looking to operate in their financial femininity is, one, if you can't buy it twice.
You can't buy it.
You can't afford it.
That's real.
Leave it alone.
That is so
real. If you will feel the purchase in your heart and in your pocket, leave it alone.
I don't
incur expenses that will cause me sleepless nights. Mm. I know that if I spend 1,000 rand on a dress, I'm good. Mm. That's how I operate. I know that if my gym membership is 400 rand, I'm good. Even if, you know what I'm saying, it debits in 2 months, I'm not gonna feel it. So those kind of expenses where you know are necessary, like your credit payments, mm-hmm. keep them at such a rate that it doesn't affect your day to day. You know, even if you really, I promise you guys, it's not worth it. Even if you really need that 3,000 right now, mm-hmm. you're better off using what you have to the best of your ability than taking credit. Finding yourself in a position where you've missed maybe 6 or 7 payments. Your credit score is now at 500 and something. Mm-hmm. So minimize. Mm-hmm. That's my habit.
Yo, guys, lately. I don't have habits currently, but I do have 2 tips.
Okay.
From your first paycheck, from your first job, your first contract, everything, one about to create a medical aid and also get a pension fund.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Love, I have such a different take on medical aid.
From your first paycheck, your first like work contract, whatever it is, get medical aid, get a pension fund. I'm telling you, you are better off saving money for medical expenses in a medical aid type of format than doing it a proper medical aid. Like, research your medical aids. Look for thingies that suit you best, like as a single woman or even if you're in a family, like that suit your family best. Even with pension funds, look for what suits you best.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that is, guys, it's not the same as like saying I'm saving money for a rainy day and saving money for medical expenses. We will live life hoping that we never have a medical emergency. But when you do, and you are living on rainy day money, mm-hmm. rainy day money is not enough for a medical emergency. Trust me, mm-hmm. that 80,000, 100,000 you have for rainy day is peanuts when you are in a hospital.
And the last thing you want to do is line up dead baraguana.
But I you know how I feel about public hospitals. The pits. Mm. The pits. So you don't want to find yourself now having to go to public hospitals where, like, your treatment won't be great. And where, like, if it was a situation you were in a private hospital, you would have been able to walk again. But because you were treated in a public hospital, you are now disabled. And now you have the inability of making money again in the future. Mm. Do you get me?
Yeah.
So I am pro, guys. Even if you say that anguli, ngithenga ipilisi once a year, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, I'm telling you, you are better off in a medical emergency with a medical aid.
Yeah.
You don't want to tap into your rainy day reserves. You don't want to. That's a different account on its own.
It.
And even with like pension funds and stuff, we know we're young and we are like, guys, gizo retire nini, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's such a far away thing.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's not far away anymore. Mm-hmm. Until when now you only started putting money in a pension fund at 30, and now you're seeing that your return is 1 million. But if you had started on your first paycheck, your return would have been 2 million, 3 million. I'm telling you, it goes a long way. Especially mm-hmm. when you're adulting. Because mm-hmm. that pension fund money comes in, it pays off the last bit of your home loan that you had. And then now you have like an annuity that pays you monthly so that you are not a burden to your children. Never operate on abantwana abantu bazobona ukuthi bazoyenzani
ngayo. Yona. Nah, that's big evil, yo. Please plan your kids.
Like, please. Don't operate good on that. Oh, no, my kids will deal with me. No, yeah. No. If you wanna do family planning, plan pension fund.
Ooh, that's so good. Part of financial femininity is family planning. Please get the injection, please. If you have, please visit your local clinic. It's free. Oh my gosh. That's real. Oh my goodness. You're such a genius. Yes. Guys, part of financial femininity is prevention, family planning. Guys, get the pill, get your IUD. Yes. Because
there's no such thing as oops babies. It does not exist, guys. I promise you, there's no such a thing as a child who has oops. No. Yeah.
If you know what I also learned is that if you are having sex without a condom but you hope not to get pregnant, you're being foolish because that's actively trying.
Yes.
You're actively trying to have a baby but hoping you don't have a baby.
Yes.
And you know that your bank account cannot even afford the probiotics, prenatal vitamins, like you can't even afford the medication that you need while you're pregnant. Imagine the medical bill in the school. Please, guys, step into your financial femininity, protect your finances from every possible anomaly that could happen, whether it be a medical emergency, whether it be a pregnancy, whether it be the man leaving you, the man you think you can depend on for the rest of your life, he gonna leave you, okay? So, you know what? Inshallah, he doesn't leave you. But prepare for any circumstance where your dependent, the person you depend on is no longer dependable. That makes sense. Always put yourself in a position to not depend on somebody financially. Like, it's a privilege. Thank you for taking care of me. But if something goes, because, you know.
Let your finances provide security for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the gist of this.
I love that.
Plan. Yeah. Plan everything. Plan, plan your time, plan your money, family plan.
Yes. A credit, medical aid.
Plan your credit, plan your everything. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Good episode. Very informative, guys. For those of you guys who say we never talk about anything that will improve your life, please, nah.
Your life is improved today.
I'm joking, guys. You always speak about things that push us forward.
That's true.
And this episode is about finances. But we are more than happy to continue the conversation with a financial... I mean, we have an accountant sitting here, May.
That's real.
And we have a finance graduate. Do you get what I'm saying? So just take our word for it.
Take our word for it.
We've got the qualifications.
Take our word. Pay your taxes.
Oh my God, that's
stuff.
Such a big flex. Yeah. That's such a big flex. Yeah, we have the qualifications to be talking about
finances. That's so real. Please. I'm doing my postgrad in accounting science. I can tell you to plan your finances.
Do you get it? Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Our memberships are now R39.99 from R149.99. And for memberships today, we're going to be having a Q&A. So if you wanted a question answered and you weren't subscribed to memberships, this is the part where you should come to the realization that, hey, I'm missing out. Okay, so please subscribe over there. We're going to have a little chill conversation and answer some of the questions that were sent to us via IG. Without further ado, do you want to give the cues?
Yeah, subscribe, like, comment, share, comment money, because today we're talking about
finances.
Comment the chakras.
Who's this again?
Chop my money.
I'm thinking of Casper. Please don't be waiting. Okay, bye guys. See you over on memberships. And if you're not a member, boo. See you next week. Bye.